Holding Hands by A. Kind, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Ray kicked himself for about a week after he made the crack. He hadn't meant anything by it, really. It was just one of those things that pop out. They'd been out canvassing for witnesses to a murder, and someone tried to run them down with a car. Fraser jumped right, and Ray jumped left. Fraser recovered more quickly. He walked over and offered Ray a hand getting up. They stood there, holding hands for way longer than was necessary without, at first, realizing they were doing so. Ray didn't make the crack then. It was later, after they'd called it quits for the day and went to catch something to eat. Afterwards, Ray drove Fraser back to the consulate, and just as Fraser was reaching for the door handle, Ray'd come out with it. "Can we get any gayer, Fraser?" Fraser froze for a few seconds before he turned back to Ray, leaned over and kissed him, right on the lips. "Yes, Ray, I believe we can." While Ray's brain tried to process just what the fuck had happened there, Fraser said, "Good night," and lickety-split was out of the car. Though it was on Ray's mind constantly, he, and Fraser too, acted as if the kiss had never happened. They worked together, even hung together, without saying another word about it. After a week of wet dreams at night and doubts that he'd heard Fraser right during the day, Ray made his move. Pizza had been ordered and consumed, a hockey game flickered on the TV, and he and Fraser sat side by side on Ray's sofa. Deef snoozed in the corner. A commercial blared. Ray nudged Fraser with his elbow to get his attention. "How gay do you think we can be?" Fraser looked startled, but tentatively asked, "How gay do you want to be?" Ray cupped Fraser's face and pulled him in for a kiss. After a few long minutes of intense, earth-shattering lip action, he backed off and said, "How about this, gay? Is this good enough?" Fraser smiled. "Actually, Ray, I think the bedroom would be a better venue to show you how gay we can be." Ray couldn't argue with that. Lickety-split, the TV was shut off, and Ray found out just how good being gay could be.